School News Roll Call publication for Burbank Unified School District. We begin with an introduction by Matt Hill, Superintendent. Measure S update, Burbank taxpayer dollars hard at work. Due to the generous support of Burbank voters, our schools continue to receive much needed upgrades. This past year, we sold the last issuance of bonds for the $110 million Measure S election of 2013. The Series C bonds are expected to have an average interest rate of 3.59%. Most important is the fact that the district will be able to maintain a maximum tax rate of $55.18 per $100,000 of assessed property value on all of its outstanding school bonds, as promised. The proceeds of the bonds will be used to continue with the improvement projects. These projects include heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, HVAC, upgrades, fencing and asphalt replacements, LED lighting retrofits at 9 sites, playground upgrades, solar panel installations at 9 sites, and the installation of fire alarms, clocks, PA systems, and energy management systems. In addition, the modernization project at Horace Mann's Children's Center and our special education preschool are near completion. As of September 2017, the district has achieved energy savings of 889,905 kilowatt hours, or $124,943. A solar dashboard in the Measure S section of the district's website can be viewed to see the savings at individual school sites. We have also completed portable classroom replacements with brand new modular buildings at Washington, Emerson, and Roosevelt Elementary Schools. The new modular buildings include many upgrades, such as built-in teaching walls, better quality, and more efficient LED lighting, and improved heating and cooling systems. In addition, these classrooms have been modernized with 21st century teaching technology and improved wireless equipment. An energy management system, EMS, has also been incorporated into all new classroom buildings. The remaining elementary modular projects are progressing. We are finalizing the modular project at Stevenson Elementary School and have started the work at Bret Harte and Jefferson Elementary Schools and have commenced the planning for Edison, McKinley, and Disney Elementary Schools. Work is also progressing on our technology projects. Thanks to our partnership with the City of Burbank and Burbank Water and Power, all sites now use high-speed internet, dark fiber. Upgrades continue to the network infrastructure and wireless at our sites, and we have refreshed computers in all of our computer labs, offices, and libraries. This summer, we deployed an additional 101 Chromebook carts for our schools. In addition, a new data center was constructed at the district office center, and we have begun installing a new telephone system, VOLP. Finally, we are upgrading all of our classrooms with new projectors, document cameras, and voice amplification systems. For more information regarding Measure S, please visit the district website at http://www.burbankusd.org/DDistrict/D department/947-2-measure-S. This concludes the introduction by Mr. Hill. Please also note the October podcast drawing button. The deadline for your entry to win a Gazump game is November 30. Good luck!